You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David Furst. This has been an extremely stressful school year, and for families with kids in New York City public schools, it's time to look ahead and apply for next year. But that comes with its own challenges and changes. The Department of Education has just announced this will be the last year it administers gifted and talented tests for kindergartners. And middle school admissions are changing too. WNYC's Jessica Gould joins us now via Skype to talk us through it. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, David.
So this is news on gifted and talented. What's the latest?
Yeah, there will be one more GNT test for kids going into kindergarten and one more cohort of kindergartners accepted that way. Students who are already in the program can continue through elementary school, but officials say they're going to stop giving the test and find other ways to offer enrichment going forward. And that's starting next year.
Okay, that's a big change. Why now?
Yeah, the Gifted and Talented program has been criticized for a long time for contributing to segregation. And, you know, the mayor's own task force recommended getting rid of it some time ago. They said giving four-year-olds tests with, you know, like puzzles and patterns doesn't really identify talent, but it does drive segregation. Only 6% of GNT kindergarten students are Black and only 8% are Latino. But those two groups make up more than half of the total student body at the public schools. You know, skeptics say that the mayor is passing the buck to his successor, whoever that will be. But officials are casting this move as a step toward equity at a time when the pandemic has really exacerbated the existing disparities in the education system.
A step towards equity. And this was a part of the same argument the mayor was making about middle school admissions too, right? Remind us, what's changing with that? It's hard to keep track of all of this.
Sure. Last month, Mayor de Blasio announced there would be no more selective admissions for middle schools this year. So what that means is, in the past, about 40% of the city's middle schools used test scores or grades or attendance to figure out which students get in. This year, that's not happening, so kids can rank their choices, and they still get priority for schools they live near, but if there's more demand than slots, there's going to be a lottery to get in, which is actually a big change. And the reason for that is that test scores, grades, and attendance were all disrupted by the pandemic this year. There weren't any state tests. You know, the grades changed, and technology access affected if students could log on and be counted as in attendance. But there's also research that shows that these test scores and attendance, when they're used to admit students and decide who gets in, the schools end up being disproportionately white.
So the idea is taking away the screening process will integrate the schools?
That's the idea, and that has started to happen in a Brooklyn district that already did this, but you have to remember that this just applies to middle school, and right now it's only for a year. High schools can still use some of these selective admissions. There will still be a test to get into the most selective schools, and applications for middle school are supposed to go live this week and high school next week.
Okay, Jessica Gould is WNYC's education reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.